Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 29th, Tuesday, day 149. Today's topic, Jesus three times, I am He. Peter three times, I am not. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 122, verses 6 to 9, 2 Samuel chapter 14, verse 1 to chapter 15, verse 22, John chapter 18, verses 1 to 24, Proverbs 16, verses 8 to 9. Please pause here and read all four passages if you have time, before reading my sharing. Now I'm going to read what I have copied today. Psalm 122, 6 to 9. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 5 to 6. Also, whenever anyone approached him to bow down before him, Absalom would reach out his hand, take hold of him, and kiss him. Absalom behaved in this way toward all the Israelites who came to the king asking for justice. And so he stole the hearts of the people of Israel. Verse 11 to 12. 200 men from Jerusalem had accompanied Absalom. They had been invited as guests and went quite innocently, knowing nothing about the matter. While Absalom was offering sacrifices, he also sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, to come from Gilo, his hometown. And so the conspiracy gained strength, and Absalom's following kept on increasing. John chapter 18, verses 4 to 11. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "I am he," Jesus said. And Judas the traitor was standing there with them. When Jesus said, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Again he asked them, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they said. Jesus answered, I told you that I am he. If you are looking for me, then let these men go. This happened so that the words he has spoken would be fulfilled. I have not lost one of those you gave me. Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Jesus commanded Peter, put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me? Verse 17. You aren't one of this man's disciples too, are you? She asked Peter. He replied, I am not. Proverbs 16, verses 8 to 9. Better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. My listening today. The message I got today from our Lord Jesus Christ is Jesus three times. I am he, Peter, three times. I am not. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, because I do not know that I am still blind after you told me 9 years ago. Yes, when I was about to post my first blog on August 20th, 2009, Jesus challenged me to change the title from Jesus is a light to I am blind. I listened and obeyed, and please click to this link, to read what I have got from Jesus 9 years ago and how my life has been renewing since that time when I admitted that I am blind. Today, after so many years of being a Christian, the Holy Spirit opened my eyes to see that it is not only Peter said three times, I am not, to forsake Jesus, but Jesus said three times, I am he, before Peter said that famous three, no. What is the significance of my eye-opening awareness? First, it is a shocking experience why I have not aware that for the past so many years that Jesus sets the right side upwards of Peter three times before Peter said that. Actually, Jesus said two times because the second time is to describe the powerful effect of Jesus saying the I am he the first time. Anyway, the Bible clearly stated I am he three times. And I never can see that for the past so many years until today. It is shocking that I am still blind and I need the Holy Spirit to open my eyes daily to see the things Jesus wants me to see. Second, long before we say yes or no to Jesus, he already demonstrates to us by saying the same number of no, if that is the case, by reminding us to say yes, 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 or more yes. Yeah. Jesus says in today's John, put your sword away, shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me? What does that mean to you? Next time when Jesus invites you personally or through one or a few of his servants, please think of what I say now. Open your soul to hear, drink this cup. What is your answer? Yes or no? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, open my eyes to be able to see the things you want me to see so that I can respond to your command by saying yes to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what new insight have you got from today's title, Jesus three times I am he, Peter three times I am not? Number two, how are you able to make more commitment by saying yes every time Jesus invites you to do something? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you all.